and the state budget, yes, it was handed down on Tuesday, and joining us for his last budget as an MP is State Member for Flinders, Peter Treloar. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Keith, and you're quite right. I had thought too much about it, but it will be my last budget as the Member for Flinders, and it's a significant budget because it's, of course, the last budget prior to going into a state election. So it's very much about rebuilding the state's economy following COVID, and with a focus on infrastructure and jobs. But, you know, that's the selling point, but it's really nice to see that there's a few Eyre Peninsula projects in all of this as well.
Now, that's an interesting point you make, because I did have a very quick look over the budget papers on Tuesday night, being the cool and hip young man that I am, who has nothing better to do than to look over the budget papers of an evening, and I only saw something for the Eyre Highway. Now, I'm guessing that there's a little bit more Eyre Peninsula-specific money in the budget than that.
Yeah, there is indeed, Keith. And the Eyre Highway, you're quite right, is getting some money, as is the Flinders Highway. For those who aren't familiar, it's the state highway that runs up the western coast of the Eyre Peninsula. And if you'll bear with me, there's a few others I'd particularly like to make mention of. $3.6 million for the Port Lincoln Foreshore Development Project, $2 million for the Elliston Preschool relocation. Now, that's been a project that was been in the pipeline for a little while. The kindy at Elliston was accommodated in a rather old building, a very dare I say it, dilapidated building in the centre of town. And it was a delightful building, and people were sorry to see it move. But the reality is, we'll finish up with a much better accommodation for the kindy students there at Elliston. Anyway, on site with the area school, there's $1.7 million for the Graham Smelt Causeway. At Tumby, Cleve have got some money, 1.3 for an open space recreation area. Streaky Bay have got some money, $392,000 for the Western Transit Loop development, $285,000 for a Ceduna Council-wide public amenities improvement. That's code for new toilet block, Keith. $115,000 for independent and affordable aged care accommodation in Kimber. And finally, and for all the farmers out there, the establishment of an ag tech innovation hub at the Minipa Agricultural Centre. So I hope you're still with me on all this, Keith, but quite a bit of money that's being spread right over Eyre Peninsula.
There certainly is. Speaking this morning with State Member for Flinders, Peter Treloar, about the state budget that was handed down on Tuesday. And it really does sound from that dispersal of funds that it hasn't just been a case of trying to pick off one or two areas across the Eyre Peninsula. It really is an Eyre Peninsula-wide budget that's been undertaken.
Absolutely. From Port Lincoln to Kimber and across to Ceduna. And we've been quite clear as a government that we're not here to pick winners or simply do projects in marginal seats and that sort of thing. So these are all very worthwhile projects. Some of them people will be aware of, and they've been on the go for a while. And in that vein, of course, there's a continuation of funding for school builds at the Cummins Area School, Port Lincoln High School and Ceduna Area School. They're under construction at the moment, but at least we have money now to make sure the job's done. And a big project that was really flew under the radar, particularly in with our city colleagues, and that was the rebuild of the dog fence. So there's more funding to ensure that is complete as well. So all in all, not bad for the regions.
And there is one more point that I would love to touch on, being somewhat, shall we say, fiscally conservative myself and not liking debt, is that unlike some of the other state budgets we've seen and the federal budget, Rob Lucas has really laid out a clear path to returning back to surplus and avoiding the deficit in the long term.
Yeah, it's a really good point, Keith. And of course, all of the jurisdictions in the entire world, actually, are feeling the effects of the COVID pandemic. Here in Australia, and more particularly so in South Australia, we've escaped the worst of it, obviously, but it still had an impact on our economy. And this budget is part of the recovery post-COVID. So we have had to extend the debt loads out a bit, but you're quite right. The Treasurer is indicating that we work our way back into surplus in the immediate years. So it's a good result. The other thing I'd like to mention before we go, Keith, is that there's $163.5 million from the state government into mental health. Now, I only saw the budget 2 days ago, like you, but we're just trying to establish how much, if any, of that is coming out into our neck of the woods, but certainly a big lick of money going towards mental health, which we all know is a growing and serious problem.
Certainly is, and we'll be keeping a very keen eye on exactly what mental health money will be coming to the Eyre Peninsula over the next financial year. State Member for Flinders, Peter Treloar, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Keith. Enjoy the rain.